Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you today. As always, I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this fascinating one-hour presentation. You can dial 818-691-7395, and you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com, and I am cracking up because I'm thinking about my audience cheering and stuff like that. That was really funny to me. And if you'd like to call me and be in and sit in on the show, man, that's too much tea that I've been drinking, too much sugar probably. It is our first show of the year, and I am in Washington, the great state, and the sights here are fantastic. I enjoyed all the people I met on the train, and we're going to send some shout-outs and some things like that. But first, we want to do something kind of special. First, the show tonight is going to be talking about projects to new heights. We're going to be taking our projects to new heights and how much courage and faith and planning you must have to achieve a better year and a solid future. But before we get to the emails for the day, first, I want to answer a question for one of my fans. She asked, "Don, do you do anything special to get ready for your radio show?" And I thought I would share with her and my audience and my fans what I go through to get my show. Now, I want you to take a look on the inside of what we do. And actually, you can't take a look because you can't see us. But I want you to sit back and imagine what I go through when I'm with my other producers and we're talking. And they ask me some questions, am I ready? And, of course, they always say, you know, they want me to be the best. And I ask them, what do you want me to do? And they'll say, Don, I want you to be the best at what you do. I want you to win. I want you to just to win the crowd, win. I'm kind of like a gladiator going in. But So my producers and I thought we would share my training for my shows. And a lot of times we go to the health club and I'm pumping up like Rocky. And so we noticed that I trained like Rocky, the fighter. I'm sure you saw Rocky 1 and 2 for the show. So, and I trained just as hard. So you got to imagine me with my sweatsuit on and in the gym getting ready for my show early. And we would be in the car headed for the show, or I'd be walking to the studio and we would talk. And, again, I would ask them, what do they want me to do? And they'd say, as one of the producers who's a female, she would say, I want you to win, just win. So I want the audience to take a listen to my training tape. And you'll hear me beating on things, getting ready like Rocky for my show. But I think you're going to enjoy the way that I enter my show. And then when we come back, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be ready to start my show. But in the meantime, we're going to kind of give you an inside view of what I train very hard to be a top radio talk show host.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it! I'm going to get this six-pack that I'm working on. But ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll get into our show. And I'm glad you're here for the new year. And, of course, stay tuned because it's going to be an exciting one-hour presentation. And we're going to talk about positive things and how you can take your life and your future forward.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Now, tonight's subject, taking our projects to new heights, how much courage and faith and planning you must have to achieve a better year and a solid future. Well, as I told you, we were going to read some emails or some notes from a few people, and I have one that's special from a friend of mine that I met some time ago. She was standing on the telephone and was kind of distraught and didn't have any money to get home and stuff like that. So when I walked up, I met her, and we talked for a while, and I said, well, listen, you know, I got a couple of dollars I can give to you and just have a good day. Well, it impressed her enough because I didn't know her, and she felt like, hey, here's a guy that really wants to see me have a better life. Well, as time went on, I got to know her, and I didn't know that her cousin, who I happened to bump into in the library when I was writing my first book, we became good friends, and he moved to Nashville. Well, when she was telling him about this guy that she had met, and he was telling her about this great guy that he had met, in Memphis named Don McClure, they realized it was the same person. So as years went on, of course, I kept in touch with both of them, and Derek, I sent a shout-out to him. He's in Nashville, great guy. So anyway, she sent me a couple of emails, she said, and she wanted me to realize that. She wanted me to know how far we both had came. And it was thanks to God that we kept our faith and made it through. She said to me that you are living a dream bigger than the one you imagined for yourself in 2009. Do you realize that we will be 3 years this summer when we met at the library? And she said, thanks, Don. You just don't know how much I needed to hear that you were doing well and all the things you did for me. So, again, it's always about encouraging people. Now, before we get into the show, I want to send a shout-out to my son, Don Jr. I want to send a shout-out to Bob Edwards, who I met on the train. He is a psychologist and a writer. And he told me that he usually doesn't read fiction books. He usually reads a lot of nonfiction. And Santa Claus versus the Aliens, which is my new book, is going to be the first time that he ever read a book that is not in his field. And he felt like he had his son with him and that this book would really help him and he could use it in his lectures and also would be a great gift for his son. So he was going to go online at that minute and buy the book. Now, I want to send a shout-out to the two ladies that I met from Montana. They explained to me a lot of things about Montana, and we talked about that in South Dakota. And one of them got a chance to show me the glaciers and headed toward Washington and just a lot of stuff when I wasn't asleep on the train because I had missed my plane. My flight on United 817 was leaving from Chicago, and I missed it because I was having a great lunch with my nephew and his wife. We were at a McDonald's, and we were sitting there talking, and I really enjoyed them. So instead of making my reservations, of course, I talked real long, and we sat there, and then later on, they dropped me off the train station. And I spent the night at the beautiful Hyatt Regency O'Hare, and then I got up the next morning, and I took the train, and it was a nice ride. But I wanted to thank the ladies from Montana. I wanted to send a shout-out to my nephew and his wife, and the farmer named Sean, who taught me a lot about Angus beef while we were on the train. He's a farmer. And I always thought 3 acres was a lot. He said, no, that's like a front yard. I told him 200-300 acres was a lot. He said, no, you can't turn a tractor around in that. These guys are talking about 1,200 acres, and I'm just amazed at the amount of acreage that a farmer has to have. So as I'm doing my trips and talking about my books and everything else and introducing myself, people are like, man, you're really Don McClure. And I really enjoyed the notoriety. And that's the thing we're going to talk about tonight, working on your projects and your ability to get what it is you want out of life. I want to send a shout-out to all my fans, family, and friends across this nation and to the staff at the library in Memphis who have set a date for me to speak at one of the writers' conferences in October this year. They say last year they had 80 writers, and because they have my books inside of their library and because they're doing some other things with it, as far as letting people know how to write, what to do, they felt that it would be really great, and I felt it would be great to have me there with all of my books, which should be about 6 by the time that we get to that. So, again, I want to send those shouts out, and I'm looking forward to talking to everybody. And if you want to give me a call, again, you can call me at 818-691-7395. That number, again, to call is 818-691-7395. And, of course, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And, yes, we had technical difficulty last week, and we missed my show. So didn't get a chance to bring in the new year the way I wanted. But tell you what, we're actually going to celebrate the town that I was born in, Chicago. We're going to play a lot of songs about Chicago. We're going to talk about Chicago, and we're going to talk about growing because I have some projects that I want to do there. So, of course, my main man is Baby Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. He's going to sing one of the great songs. But we want to talk about being positive. That's the only thing that I like for my show to do. And, again, how do you take your life forward? Well, the first thing you have to do is decide on the good and the bad of your life, what you've gone through. Then you have to decide and say to yourself, okay, what plans do I have? Like with me, I have a lot of new books. I just finished Santa Claus versus the Aliens, and again, I'm looking at all the promotional ideas I'm going to do. But what I did today was also I drafted a letter to the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and I'm going to send that letter out next week with a couple of copies of the book. And I also sent a letter to the governor of the state, Pat Quinn. I'm going to send him a letter asking for their support and their guidance to help me put the Chicago area on alert and inform them that one of their great newborn writers has gotten new books out, and he's going to be in the Chicago area, and I'm going to try to get their support to promote it. Well, that's what we talk about with New Direction. You got to look at some ideas to get your work out there. If you just sit and wait and you say to yourself, well, now that I have it published and things like that, I'm expecting it to just take off by itself like a bird flying without wings, which doesn't always happen, then all of a sudden you're sitting there. So we're going to talk about game plans. When you do a project, when you start a project, when it first becomes the concept in your head, how do you take it from that? What do you do as promotions? And how do you get those things on track? So if you'd like to ask me a question, you could call me at 818-691-7395. This is Don McClure, and you are listening to the Don McClure Show. And, of course, we're celebrating the great town that I was born in, Chicago.
Now, this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. And so I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss. Oh. This, I'll find it. This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who they smile at time that I roam Chicago in. It's calling me home, Chicago in. It makes me jump up and down. It's my kind of town.
You could tell I love my town where I'm born in, and that's one of the things that we're talking about with promotion. If you like where you're born and you've gotten some support out of those different cities, or maybe you haven't really pushed it as hard, find out what's the greatest things going on and try to talk to the agencies that's there. I know when I was in Memphis, I worked with the Convention Bureau. Calvin Taylor was the vice president, a young black man, and he really did a lot for me when I was there. I still communicate with the staff that even though I worked with Calvin's department, I actually worked with a lot of people, and we still send Christmas greetings back and forth. It's really about building your networking. And when I met another young man on the train, and we were talking about him studying for law, and after we had maybe about a 45-minute conversation, he said, "Don, do you really think I could take some of those ideas that you have and help me increase my percentage or my position in the legal field?" And I told him, of course. The big thing about being in any field is how close you build alliances. Just like I told you about the library, I met Kay Du, talked to her, got my book inside the library. Well, after I got my new books out, I called Kay and said, "Listen, I'd like to get them in there." She said, "Don, you're more than welcome to bring them in. We want to promote it." And then that's how I found out about the October 6th event. I think a lot of times we start projects, and as I said, we let them sit there because we're hoping that the project gains its own momentum, has its own validity, gains its own wings to fly, and that's just not the way that things are done. It's not a black or white thing. It's not about who you get to know. It's really about bringing something to them that they value and that you value, and then taking that and building a relationship with that person. Like, again, the song Chicago. A lot of people think a lot of Chicago. That was Frank Sinatra, who was very big in the whole singing industry. Frank carried a lot of weight, but the mayor himself at that time probably was Mayor Daley. He felt like that was something that he wanted the town to have, promotional items. If you think about the greatest promotional people in the world that I consider great is the Elvis Presley people. They're always promoting Elvis in films, everything that's going on. Even though he's passed, they're still talking about him. If you let your ideas die and you don't pass it on, or the people behind you don't pick it up, then you can't do anything. And I like the song Chicago because I do miss Chicago. When I'm traveling, I'm not there. I always want to go home. I miss it. And so I think it's a great thing to know that I was born in a great city. I enjoyed the city. It had its ups and downs. It had a lot to do with back and forth, getting into corporate early. Even my growing up days, whether they were traumatic, where I hit myself in the head with a chair trying to impress some young girl that was close to my friend's sister. And, you know, as a young man, you're trying to impress her and make sure that she thinks you're the greatest guy in the world. And I hit myself in the head with a screw, and my brothers used to call me Egghead. But anyway, the point is, no matter what dilemma I went through, I knew there would be an open door somewhere because in my mind, I always wanted my name to mean something. I wanted my family's name to mean something, and I wanted to carry that on like the guys that I read about. So when we're talking about development, once you create that idea, no matter what it is, whether it's selling vitamins, pushing marbles, building something, put that on some paper in a large room. And decide that, okay, this is where I am. And once you get the product developed, talk about how you can take it to other people. I know this upcoming year, I'm going to visit a lot of children's hospitals because I have a children's book that I'm promoting, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. Well, if I visit those hospitals and I donate 10 books or 5 books, that means the staff gets to know about my book. I get to help the children at St. Jude or the Children's Hospital, and there are children's hospitals across the country, then that means that that creates an audience. And, of course, the mothers, if you sit there and you read the book to the children, it's a great book. They'll get a lot out of it. You'll get a lot out of it because you're building alliances, not just networking, but you're building alliances, and you've got to be able to define the differences. So I think when you look at your life, and maybe you even play some music that relates to your life, you can start to build a plan. And once you build a plan and you stick to it, even if it falters sometimes, even if you don't get your books out on time, even if you don't make it to the delivery date, keep working on it, because if you keep working on it and take out the kinks or look at where you didn't make it, then all of a sudden you will have a greater direction. And count what you sell. Count what you do. Make sure that your books are in order so that you can track your sales or track your interest. with me. I'm always doing letters on Facebook. I'm always letting people know what I do. When I meet Facebook people, I'm glad to meet them and make them my friends, and I send them information. I also create a strong email mailing list so that I can inform them on what's going on. But tonight you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and of course, I am Donis McClure, and the number to call is 818-691-7395 if you'd like to get in on the conversation, or like most of you do is email me or send me an IM. You can reach me at mcluredons@gmail.com, or you can reach me at mcluredons@yahoo.com. And again, like I said, I want you to think about the music that I'm playing and listen to some of the words into it. And, of course, I do train very hard to get into the studio like Rocky. I love that. But anyway, we're going to continue on with the show. We're going to give you a little more music, and we're also going to keep talking about your projects. We're 36 minutes into the show. I mean, this show flies by. I just can't believe all the things that happens with this show. But anyway, we're going to play the next song, My Way, because I did do everything my way. But I want you to listen to the words in that song, not just the song, but the words in it. And I think you'll get a lot out of it like I did. And again, be positive. And we're going to talk about you building a direction for your company or your idea or your dream or whatever you want to call it, or just the fact that you want to do something different. We're going to get you on that path and make sure that you can do it right. And if you need some advice, give me a call.
This is Paul Anka's classic arrangement with, classic song, and Don Costa's great arrangement. I hate this song. Oh, I hate this song. Yeah, you sing it for 8 years, you would hate it too. Don't give me that jazz. Sure, I love it. I like to get one every week. The little Arab, he only writes one every 7 years for me. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I guess you knew, when I bit off much more than I could chew. But with it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up, then spit it out. I grew tall in spite of it all, and did it my way. I've roared, laughed, and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. And now as tears subside, I find it's all quite amusing to think I did all of that, and may I say, not in a shy, no, 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 no. father's a man. What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. Say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who reels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
And we're back, and again, when you get a chance, listen to the words in that song, because that's exactly what I did. Even when I made the mistakes, like he says, you know, okay, he spit it up. You know, he had to just take it in, even though he said, well, that was a bad decision. And I think sometimes if you just stay on track, and what he's talking about is he took the blows, which means that you might have lost a car, or you might have lost a house, or you might have lost some friends, or you might have lost some things, or your bank account got screwed up. But he didn't stop. He realized, okay, those are incidents. Now, how do I keep going? Because I have a dream or a desire to be what it is I want to be. And even if he didn't make it, he still did it his way, which means that it's not saying I'm not listening to anybody else. He just realizes that it's what you choose. It's the life and the direction you want to go in, no matter what anybody else says. And if you believe in it, then you stick with it and accept what happens, what doesn't happen, how far you get. Maybe the mayor of Chicago will not say anything, but maybe he will. You have to remember, during the course of my life, I've always believed that. I've worked with 36 governors. I've got a congressional record. I've had a chance to produce my first book, my second book, my third book. I've had the support of friends. I've had some friends who say, I'm not going to support that. But again, I stay on the track because I believe in what I'm doing. And if you have an idea that you truly believe in, and it may not be working one way, you may need to adjust it. But you need to sit down and look at it and say, hey, which way am I going? Because it's never too late. Colonel Sanders started when he was 70. There's been people who started corporations when they were 50. So you need to surround yourself with positive ideas, reinforcing those ideas. And once you can do that, remove the elements of negativity because you know they're going to be there. But also think about all the positive things you can do in life. Just like I said again, it's a win-win situation between me, the hospital, and the children. I get to promote my books. They get to hear a beautiful story that promotes peace and harmony on a planet where Santa Claus has never been. In all of my books, I talk about positivity, and I don't write in one genre. I actually do fiction, nonfiction, and so that way I get a chance to spread my versatility. I have a crime drama coming out that's also going to be featuring the Chicago market. I do talk about Memphis in my first book. So I talk about my life, the ups and downs, the things I've been through. But I stay on the point of where I want to go. I've had a chance to travel across the country. I haven't been out of the country yet. I'm going to Toronto, Canada. Then I plan on going to Italy. But it's like asking yourself, what do you want to do? And I noticed that when you keep that positive attitude about the things you're doing and the times that you're sad, when you look at maybe you didn't make it, maybe you didn't get a sale, you really sit back and think, are there more good times than there are bad? And if you have a project where you've had more good than you've had bad after you evaluate it, then you stay on it. And even if you have a lot of bad in it, if it makes you happy, like when I'm talking to people about my books, and they say, you know what, Don, you seem extremely happy at what you do. I'm happy on my radio shows. I'm happy with talking about my books because it's what I give life to. It doesn't give life to me. I give life to it. And there are thousands of people out there doing radio shows. But I give life to mine because I enjoy it. And I enjoy my audience. I enjoy sitting in a train station and people walking up or talking to me and saying, hey, you're really Don McClure. And I go, yes, the last time I checked, it was me. But when you create something that you believe in and you believe it will make a better situation or a better life for anybody that's around you, white, black, young, old, then you have to look at that as being a person that's really, when we talk about being blessed, God gives you brains and he gives you the blessings to breathe the next day to use those brains. Well, I don't sit around and wait for him to answer me. I do things because he gave me those two pieces of power. So if you believe in yourself and you say to yourself, okay, I've scratched up my knee like my mom used to tell me, and I'd get up and say, okay, all right, I've got to dust it off. Doesn't mean you're going to like everything you did. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with every situation. But start looking at it and ask people what it is you can do to make your life better. And once you start finding that, like my editing company in Canada, I like working with them. They read over the stuff that I have. They make it the best that it could be. And again, that's a relationship that spreads my knowledge and my expertise and my talent and my desires to Canada, to the Canadian people, because they have to tell other people about what it is I do. So that's why I was talking to you about not so much networking as it is building relationships. And everything doesn't start on the golf course, and everything doesn't start in the steam room, and everything doesn't happen at the health club. You have to make your own playing field. Mine just happened to be in letter writing to political figures, letter writing talking to other people, and being able to speak so that when I came across a situation, I was able to explain some of my ideas, and it led into from having a drink with a top attorney in Texas to him saying, hey, let me refer you to somebody else that I know. So that's why you write the letters. And even if you get 100 rejections, you still have the chance to do it your way. We're 25 minutes into the show. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, and yes, I do love my name. I know I've heard people say, Don, you really love your name, and I really do. I'm glad that my mother named me Don Stuart McClure. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss more about how to get your project or your life on track and say to those non-believers that you believe you're going to make it. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is my first show of the year. And boy, last week I was about to have a heart attack because I forgot my password, so I couldn't get into the studio to do anything. And I was like, oh, my God. And the more I typed in the wrong password, the more it locked me out. So I was like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. But I felt bad, so I talked to my friends, and they said, especially Sharon in Texas and people in Washington, say, hey, you're going to be better. Andrea said, well, that does happen. But again, I'm back. And this is my 27th show. So imagine that. I mean, 27 shows. Wow. I wish I was 27 years old. But anyway, you just heard a couple of PSAs about foster care and vaccinate your child. So please, if you're young parents, make sure you get those vaccinations. And that's part of being positive, looking at what you do for somebody else. You know, people always ask me again, how did my life get on track? And it wasn't always the consideration of being on track. It was just the fact of that I knew that I had a special place in life, and I always tried to look back at the good and the bad I did, which is what I talked to you about, the listening audience, trying to go back and say to yourself, okay, what did I do? How did I do it? And a lot of times, like I said, since we do listen to music and the radio and TV and we're involved in American Idol and just the X Factor, music does play a great role in our life because a lot of times we will hear some songs and then we'll kind of think that that reminds of us of our life or it has some hints of something that we thought about or relationships and everything is involved because these writers that we need to give credit to are sitting down putting the words together from things that they've experienced or things they think they should experience or things that they think you should experience. So writers are so vitally important, and when you hear the songs, then you start relating to what you think your life is. Well, when I was growing up, of course, I had a very challenging childhood because I was always very mischievous, but I noticed when people read my first book, they always talk about the young ladies I dated and how many are in there. I say, well, I was kind of cute. But no, what I'm talking about is how you view your life. And I remember sitting in a club, and I was just now turning 36 or either 30. I think it was one or the other. And I was doing this boohoo tear thing because you were told that when you reach 30, it was like, my God, you're ancient. But anyway, to make a long story short, I had a friend of mine who owned the club who said, look, it's not the end of your life. And besides that, I just hired you to produce a indoor theater dance show. So why are you sitting here whining? But I think sometimes we keep looking at the bad first rather than saying, you know what? I mean, here I am in a club turning 30, and this man has asked me to produce an indoor musical dance routine that he wants it to look for the community a lot different than they've ever seen. And of course he's going to pay the dancers, and we became good friends. And this man, the amazing part about William Peppers on 123rd Street in Chicago, he only had one leg. Now it doesn't mean he didn't have the rest of his body, but with that one leg, if you could have seen how happy he was and how he got around and how he did things carrying his crutch. And he owned a club that people would come in every Friday to see him, and he'd play chess, and he would work with different things. And he decided that his community had never seen a Broadway type of musical because they lived in kind of a poor community. But he was willing to put the money up to get this done. So that's what we're talking about. So we're going to play a little song for you called When I Was 17. And, of course, I was very wild when I was 17. And I've matured some. I still got a little wildness in me, but not as much. But anyway, I want you again to, when I play these songs, listen to the words in them, not just the songs, even though I do love Frank Sinatra. But just think about it, because I am going to be working on some plays, and I am going to be doing some other things. But just listen to this for a minute.
It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes, from the brim to the dregs. It pours sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
And we're back, and that was when I was 17. Now think about that. I mean, here I am, 17 years old, very wild, very energetic. Then I get married early, and that doesn't really work only because I'm still too young. And then, at, of course, at 21 and 22, I start working, I get into corporate, I become a vice president at 26 years old, and I'm still not grounded because I haven't found what it is I really want to do. I know in the back of my mind I want to be in the arts. I really, truly want to be in the arts field. So as I'm growing, I keep reaching for that, and I get a chance to work with the world-famous photographer Guy Lebeau out of Paris, France. I produced my first poster for Harkness Ballet Studios, which is one of the greatest ballet studios in New York. And I'm always reaching. And it just seems like God is constantly putting some great people in my life that I'm meeting who are famous, and we seem to connect. I mean, I got a chance to talk to some of the top photographers in the industry that work with Vogue, the Italian Vogue, and I'm really trying to build and find what it is I want to do. I join the unions, I get involved in different things, and that's what you have to do. I tell friends of mine, you have to join associations, you have to go to the meetings, you have to get involved in the training processes, and always have something to talk about when it's your project. Just talk about it 24 hours a day if you can. When you're out, talk about it. Instead of saying, oh, I broke my leg on Facebook, say, you know what, I'm producing this project. And yes, you think people are going to get tired of you, but actually the more you keep talking about it, the more they start, some of them will say, hey, well, what is it that you're talking about? What is it that you do? And talk about it because it's your lifeblood. We got 12 more minutes into the show, and I'm telling you, these shows go by fast. Each week I put together music that I enjoy and also play it as background information, not so much just the music, but background information to help you think a little bit, have one of those, oh, I see what he's saying. I think if you do a lot more of that, get focused like a warrior or train. Get yourself trained to say, okay, I'm going to be the best. I am the best. I'm the best that there is. I'm the best that I could be. I'm better than anybody in the world in my field. That's not so much vanity as it is preparing yourself to win. That's what the ancient warriors do. That's what boxers do. That's what everybody does to think they are the best. When a team enters that field to play, they think there's nobody in the world that can beat them. So get away from the thoughts of thinking because you promote yourself and you talk about yourself, that's vanity. What that is the belief that you believe you can conquer and do. And think about the things you watch, the films you watch. Are you getting anything out of them? Do you have a game plan? And you're going to see that a lot of people, when you don't have a game plan, you don't know what it is you really want to do, or you have the idea and you keep sitting on it. You keep saying you're going to write the letter. You're going to do something. That's why your project hasn't worked. And even if you move to one location and it doesn't work, close that location and move to a better location or reduce it, maybe go online and do your business. But look at your project realistically and say to yourself, okay, maybe this isn't working. Maybe I need to change it. Don't be like the companies like Kodak. Now that the digital age is here and doing things, they're losing money because nobody's buying film the way that they used to. But people in the industry already knew that it was changing, just like Blockbuster. If Redbox is out there and you know that people want to get a video for a dollar, analyze that. We got 9 more minutes into the show, and I am truly enjoying this one, my first show for the year. And I sent my shouts out, and I hope Miss Tina Stewart, who I call a sweetie beatie, her and her boyfriend, I hope that they're listening to my show. And I kind of like that term, sweetie beatie. I even told my daughter she was a sweetie beatie. And I told some other people they're sweetie beaties. They probably said, I think you're kind of drinking too much sugar, sweetie beatie. I like those kind of terms. But anyway, I want you to be more positive when you talk about the things you want to do. And again, don't forget that I am a new book out, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. You can get it on my website at www.dsmpublications.net. And of course, that's my family name, Donis McClure. And of course, it's my family emblem because I believe that I'm the greatest in the world, like Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. Jesus Christ. But anyway, listen. If you have any positive questions that you want to ask real quick, you can dial me at 818-691-7395 or email me at McClureDonis@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at McClureDonis@yahoo.com. And we shall be right back.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to esrb.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
Well, of course, we're back, and yes, some of my PSAs are played in Spanish because we have a large Spanish listening audience. As a matter of fact, I have over 2,000 listeners. Man, I didn't know 2,000 people had me in their house at the same time. But anyway, listen, positivity. Think about what it is you're trying to do, whether it's accomplish something that is long-lasting in your life, that job, that atmosphere, maybe even at home, you just want to get involved in just having your apartment or your house look better. Well, just get a game plan, and the more you work on it, the better it's going to be. And just keep looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, there's things I need to improve. And if you need to write or talk about it, you have my email and you have my phone numbers. You can give me a call. Now, for those relationships that you think you want to have and do and build, you got to feel like, I know I'm working on the play, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, for my second book. And I'm trying to decide on which songs I'm going to have her sing to her boyfriend, David, who she really loves, and he loves her, and they love the world and stuff like that. But when you're writing, you want to create different things. So I'm still trying to find some songs. But again, because I like that older era singing, doesn't mean I want the same style. I just kind of like the way some of the songs fell at that time because I like the writers. Well, I'm sitting in the studio one day and I'm going through some songs, and I say, you know what, I kind of like this one. And it reminds me of me because I like that upbeat tempo of certain things that you like, and you say to yourself, well, man, what if I played this one? And so I'm still looking for singers. That's going to do the role of Tiana. But let's take a listen to something, and again, listen to the words in that because she's standing on the stage. Or he's now letting her know how he feels, and especially for those who just bought my book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. And yes, Miss Alice Ford is her name, and she's in Atlanta. And she said, when are you coming to Atlanta? And yes, I'm going to be there soon, and she just bought Romantic Images of You. So this song is for her to listen to, and again, it's kind of the words that I like, and I might even try to sing a little bit with it. I know some of you think I can't sing, but I actually can't. I hear my crowd is applauding me. Thank you, the audience. Thank you very much. I might sing with it. Hey, you know, I like Frank. So,
fly
just like
to the moon. Let me play up there with those
among
stars.
The stars. I know, shut up,
let
Doc.
Me see what life is like on Jupiter
or Mars.
In other words,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
in other words,
darling, kiss me.
Papa dee da da da. Let me shut up.
Fill my heart with song. Let me swing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say goodnight. She just told me I got 60 seconds before I get off. So I'm going to say, enjoy life because all you have.
Oh,
Mitchell. Oh, go, Don.
Forevermore.
Go.
You are all I worship, all I long for and adore.
to my show. Good night. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm like, Rocky, I'm going to charge down to that exercise studio. Get that six-pack that I want.